USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is a crisis on the Texas border right now with the overwhelming number of people who are coming across the border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who's at the U.S.-Mexico border, Abbott taking an aerial tour of the region this afternoon, also saying,
this crisis is a result of President Biden's open border policies. It invites illegal immigration and is creating a humanitarian crisis in Texas right now that will grow increasingly worse by the day.
President Biden is highlighting a federal assistance program many small businesses have received during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Biden traveling to a Washington, D.C. hardware store that took advantage of a Paycheck Protection Program loan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The administration is offering protections to people leaving a communist country.
The Biden administration will offer a protected status to undocumented Venezuelans in the United States. An estimated 320,000 Venezuelans will be eligible to receive temporary protected status. According to Homeland Security officials, the move was made because of the extraordinary conditions in Venezuela, where nearly 5 million people have fled from in recent years to escape economic hardships and humanitarian crises. The temporary protected status allows people to live and work in the United States until conditions improve in their home country. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
America's small business owners seem to be a bit more optimistic about the future. The Small Business Optimism Index saw a slight increase last month, but it's still below the 47-year average. The index released on Tuesday shows the economic recovery is uneven for small businesses. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden was sworn into office as the 46th President of the United States 48 days ago, but he has yet to hold a formal press conference. During past administrations, it took former President Trump 28 days to hold a press conference, only 21 days for former President Barack Obama, and 31 days for former President George W. Bush. While the president has taken questions from reporters when shouted at him, former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says that's not enough.
They hid him from the American people during the entirety of the election. They checked the box every few months when finally a left-wing network piped up and said, wait, Joe hasn't taken questions the next number of days. They check the box and move on, and that's what they'll do this month. But there's a reason, Sean, as you noted, I didn't have to do daily briefings because the American people heard directly from the commander-in-chief on his way to Marine One at the White House podium. That is transparency, and Joe promised that, but is giving us nothing of the sort.
American attitudes on Black Lives Matter have changed significantly over the last year. In last year's USA Today Ipsos poll, 60% of Americans called George Floyd's death murder. This year's poll showed only 36% said he was murdered. Trust in Black Lives Matter shrank from 60 to 50% over the last year. That entire poll can be found on usatoday.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.